Last weekend was the West Coast Classic. It's one of Tassie's biggest surf events, and Brooke Mason was there competing. Hello, Brooke.
Good morning, Rick. Look, can I just say I'm so happy to hear about the cheese.
There's good news about the cheese, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. I'm a massive fan of cheese.
Tuck into your dairy. They studied 1,500 people. It wasn't sort of three people and the scientists' mates. So it's great news. Brooke, how many times have you gone up to compete at the West Coast Classic in your life?
Look, Rick, I've gone up 7 times and I think I've been bridesmaid 6 times.
Wow. And to the same surfer?
No, to a variety of different surfers, actually.
Far out.
Just consistently bridesmaid.
And you also, in 2015, faced a scare that nearly saw you not return to the water when a colleague of yours was attacked by a shark. How hard has it been for you to come back?
Look, it's been pretty full on, especially, I guess, in isolated waters like up at Marawa or, I mean, just in Tasmania in general. I mean, I've been escaping to Sumbawa a lot in Indonesia to try and overcome that. And it's pretty funny, when I was there, I actually was, you know, involved in earthquakes and seeing sea snakes and like motorbike accidents and all these different kinds of things. So it kind of helped me realise that, you know, you can't really avoid death and things like, I don't know, shark attacks. You've just got to kind of hope for the best that it doesn't happen. You can't stop doing what you love.
And this weekend, doing what you love, finally you step out of your bridesmaid's outfit.
Exactly. Oh, look, Rick, I am so stoked. You wouldn't believe it. I didn't even actually think I'd won. So I headed back home to go back to uni and then got the call saying, you won. You actually won the comp. I was like, no way. I mean, Dad just rolled down the window, started just drilling We Are The Champions from Queens. And it was just one of those afternoons, you know.
Had you made it back to Hobart? You were in the car on the way back home to Hobart.
Yeah, we were just cruising through Sisters Beach, you know, those three sister islands along the coast. That road is so beautiful, by the way, if you haven't done it.
And what a fantastic achievement for you. In terms of your career, is that your first major title?
Yeah, it is. Look, I was pretty stoked last year. I won the state title, and this is one of the state rounds which contributes towards that. Mm. But this is the big one, and I was absolutely frothing to win it.
Did you take the year off this year? I can't remember whether you're still doing your medical studies.
No, look, Rick, we dabble in the idea, you and I, but I managed to stay with it, and I'm in fourth year now, and I'm loving it. I'm actually on surgery at the moment, and it's quite funny. The other day, I'm on orthopaedics, and my little brother came in to see me, and so that was quite good fun.
Yeah, right.
Run a consult with him. He's always breaking limbs, being a skateboarder.
Yes. whereas you managed to stay in two pieces, in one piece, Brooke. And who won the men's?
Now, the men's was won by Jai Johannesson. So he actually managed to beat Hamish Renwick, who won the men's last year, and so a little battle between the two of them. But Rick, what I'd really like to say while I'm on radio is that I wasn't really that impressed with the fact that the men won $1,000 and there was actually really no cash at all for the women. I thought it was a little bit slim on.
Nothing.
A bit rich.
A bit non-rich. That is outrageous, isn't it?
It's a bit outrageous, and I think second, third and fourth also got a whole lot of cash, and you know, like, I could have got a lot of burgers with that money.
You just got to do woo hoots in the car with your dad. Really, $0 for winning as a woman?
$0 for the women. And it's a bit in this modern age, you know, where women can vote and drive cars, that we don't get cash.
Well, to be honest, women have been able to vote and drive cars for over 100 years. And you still should get some cash for winning.
I just wanted to think about the AFL
women's comp.
Exactly. I just wanted to ask, I guess, Tasmania what they thought about this. They thought that, I mean, I guess there's obviously less competitors in the women's division than the men's, but, I mean, I'd be happy with a third of the money, say, even just $100, I could get 10 footlongs.
Well, there's the question from Brooke Mason, winner of the West Coast Classic over the weekend. Should the women get a prize of any kind? Should they get a prize commensurate with the men's prize? What are your thoughts, surfers, sports people, spectators, otherwise?